This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
This is Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Maureen McCollum. For the last year, comedian Charlie Behrens has been cranking out a regular YouTube video featuring the top stories of the week. The Manitowoc Minute features the Milwaukee area native and UW grad hamming up his Wisconsin accent while bringing viewers the top global, national, and local headlines.
Bitcoin crash among 2018 financial worries. That's why I only put my money in a stable currency, Culver's Scoopy Tokens. Keep her moving.
Each episode features Behrens' signature catchphrases, like keep her moving, and they've taken off. They've become so popular among his fans that some people are getting the phrases tattooed on themselves, even the obscene sign-off.
Hey, we got keep her moving, we got, oh my gosh, we got geez Louise, and of course, as always, go Packers, and are you going to edit this out?
I can add the beep.
Okay, as always, go Packers, and the Bears.
Manitowoc Minute has racked up hundreds of thousands of views on YouTube in the last 6 months. It's so successful that Behrens has attracted well-known business sponsors. And now he's taking the show on the road, selling out venues across Wisconsin. Behrens stopped by our studio this week to reflect on why Manitowoc Minute is resonating with so many people this year.
People say that they can enjoy the show whether they're on the right or whether they're on the left. And I think we live in an age where people have been for years and years tweeting past each other, you know, writing one nasty Facebook comment after another that you know nobody would ever say to somebody's face. And I think what this is trying to do is like bring comedy that is saying something and does have a point of view, but also recognizing things that we can all agree on. I think we can all agree Charlottesville should have never happened ever in America, but especially today. I think we can all agree the Bill Cosbys, the Harvey Weinsteins, whatever, that should not exist. You know, focusing on those issues, we need to take care of the planet, the troops. You know, I think these are things that are not polarizing or should not be made polarizing. Focus on those bridge issues and have fun with the absurdity.
So how do you choose the stories that you decide to highlight?
Well, a few ways. I basically gravitate towards something I'm interested in. And people send me stories. They send me stories all the time, or Craigslist kickers. And then I just try and also find some unique stories, like things that people might not be thinking of. Like I remember one, which I thought was really interesting, is that cows that eat a certain kind of seaweed produce an insane amount less methane. I didn't say that properly, but they produce less methane if they eat seaweed. And I think that's really interesting because methane's one of the major contributors to climate change, and Wisconsin's a huge dairy state. So I was making a joke about it. I think the joke was like, they should just catch what I eat when I go fishing because it's mostly seaweed. And but I kind of want to throw that out there and just get people aware of it, because maybe there's somebody out there listening like, oh, I know a great way that we could mass produce seaweed in an environmentally friendly way, and we could solve one of the major contributors to climate change. So
I have a theory that people in Wisconsin love jokes about themselves more than maybe some other states. Do you agree with that? Why is it that some of us in Wisconsin love jokes about Wisconsin?
You know what? Maybe something about the cold. You learn not to take yourself too seriously. Or like, Wisconsin is an amazing state, but you can't deny the fact that right now as I was walking here, I think my face froze. It was like -7 or
yes,
something.
You're not supposed to be out for more than 15 minutes or you might get frostbite
right.
Today. For real.
Right. Exactly. Well, and it's that kind of thing. It's like, so maybe it's -7, but that means that ice... I can bring the pickup right on the ice, okay? I can bring it right on the ice. I can bring the shanty there. I can bring a cookout, okay?
It's like a badge of honor for some people.
Oh, yeah. No, it is. It's great. If I didn't love it at the heart of it, I think this would come across as like disingenuous or something.
Sure.
But I love it. And I don't think anybody can really question that because it's one of my favorite places in the world.
Comedian Charlie Behrens is creator of Manitowoc Minute. He'll be performing across Wisconsin through the spring. To hear our full conversation, visit our website at WPR.org.